Hi there. Welcome to Joyce on YouTube. Don't forget to join us on the Joyce Meyer app and at joycemeyer.org for more of what you're about to see and lots of great content to help you in your everyday life. Thanks so much for joining us.
It's okay not to be okay. I really feel that we need to become authentic in the church and be honest about what we're going through and be honest with one another. And I think there's a couple of reasons why people hold back on that. One, most people are not very good at keeping your secrets. And that's something that I feel really needs to change. We really need to learn to not tell other people's things. I mean, the Bible has a lot to say about discretion, and discretion means that you are not a babbler, it says in one of the translations. You know, everybody's story is their own to tell, and you really shouldn't even have to be told, don't tell that. It should just be a thing in your heart that you just don't ever tell anybody's business unless they've told you it's okay to tell this. And I think the other reason why people aren't really totally honest a lot of times about what they're going through is because we've been taught that if you're a person of faith, that, I don't know if we've been taught this or if it's just the idea that people get that you should always be okay. I mean, if your faith is strong enough, then bless God, God is your strength, and we've taught to be positive and, you know, and all those things are right. There's not anything about that that's wrong. But I think we have to find a balance to where people feel like they can share because we are brothers and sisters in Christ. We're family. And I think there's a lot of people that are living lonely, isolated, almost like hidden lives because they really don't feel like that they can ever say, I'm having a rough time, or I'm not doing so good, or I'm hurting right now, or whatever. And for some reason, several weeks ago, I just began to notice that, you know, we all have this thing, how are you? How are you doing? How are you? We say that's kind of our greeting. How are you? How are you? And virtually, almost everybody says, I'm fine. Or I'm good, or praise the Lord. And one day I thought, you know what? They're not all fine. And they're not all good. And why is it that people are so afraid to say, you know, I'm going through some stuff right now. We can still be positive and tell people the truth. And I just feel like that there would be so much freedom for people if they felt like they could do that. And I really think, and we're going to look at the scripture more later, but because the Bible says confess your faults to one another, I think sometimes just telling somebody something is like that, especially for women, we need to vent. You know, and of course you can do that to God, but sometimes we just need that human touch from somebody else that's saying, hey, I understand. I'm sorry you're going through that. I'll pray for you. And so that's what I want to talk about. Because to be authentic, you have to be able to tell the truth without fear of people judging you, criticizing you, thinking you don't have any faith. Because really, when you get right down to it, we all go through things. So why, if somebody says, I've had a rough week, why would we judge that as being somebody who doesn't have enough faith or shouldn't feel that way when, if we're honest, we all feel that way at times, except we just don't want to tell anybody. Now, maybe sometimes you do if it's a really good friend or something, but, you know, the other end of being out of balance is somebody who just complains all the time about everything they're going through, and they're always going through something, And they just tell you and 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 tell you. So balance is always an important thing. Authenticity is letting go of who we think we are supposed to be and becoming who we truly are. And I love that because, you know, we feel a lot of expectations from a lot of different people, even if sometimes they haven't told us they have that expectation, we feel that they do. I just really want us to be free to really be real with each other. So sadly, we've discovered that if we are real with each other, that not everybody keeps your secrets. And I think that's really sad. I actually had a girl, I've had a couple of really good confirmations that God wants me to teach this. I had a girl just last week that I've known for many, many, many years, and she said to me, she said, I would love to tell you something, but can I be guaranteed that you won't tell anybody? And I said, absolutely. I mean, I have learned to keep my mouth shut. And so she told me some things, just some things that had happened to her like 35, 40 years ago. And I just thought, how sad is it that she had to keep that as a burden for 40 years and felt like there was nobody that she could trust to tell that to. And when she got finished, she said, well, you know, what do you think? I said, I think that you've done exactly what you need to do, and I think this is going to put an end to your problem. I really do believe that sometimes just releasing it. I mean, why do people go to counseling? what do you really do when you go to a counselor? And I think it's a wonderful profession. I don't mean this in any way, like to put it down, but I mean, you pay somebody $100, $125, $150 an hour to listen to you talk. And really what you're doing is you're telling your stuff to somebody that, by law, can't go tell it. But we need to be able to do that with one another. Now, obviously, you have to use discretion yourself because not everybody can be trusted, and not everybody is somebody that you want to know certain things. But we should all have some way of being honest without sounding like we don't have any faith and without sounding negative. So sometimes we are fine. And the more spiritually mature you are, the more often it may be that way. Because the more spiritually mature you become, you can be having a lot of problems and it really isn't bothering you because you've had enough experience with God that you know how it's going to come out in the end. But I don't care how spiritually mature you are, at least this has been my experience, and I've been walking with God a long time, and I'm in the Word a lot, and we just all have weak days. They may not be real often, but we all have days where we just, I mean, look at Elijah, and we're gonna look at his story. I mean, he was a great man of God, doing great feats one day, and the next day, wanting to kill himself. And so if it can happen to him, it can happen to us. Jesus on the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? Well, I mean, that's about as bad as it gets if you really feel like that God has left you. And so we're not always fine. And there's nothing wrong with saying, you know, I had a really hard week, and I would appreciate your prayers, but I know God will work something good out of this. The but God is the thing that always turns everything around. And it's amazing how often we find that in the Scripture. I actually just looked up, show me the scriptures that have "but God" in them, and 20 came up right away. And some of the scriptures that I'm going to read, you're going to see that some of the greatest men of God that we study about and admire and would like to be like always told the truth about how they were feeling and what they were going through, but they also always had a "but God" in there. They always ended in faith, and we can do that. If the person that you're talking to digs for information, which some people do and shouldn't do, you can always just say to them in a polite manner, you know, I really don't want to just continue to talk about it because I don't think it's going to help me or anybody else. And so, but I would really appreciate your prayers, and I would appreciate your privacy if you would keep things private for me. So, what do you think so far? Does this sound like anything that anybody might? Anybody, just let's see a show of hand if you think we ever need this. Discretion, the word discretion, which it is all over the place in Proverbs. It's the quality of behaving or speaking in such a way as to avoid causing offense or revealing private information. And if I had time to go around and ask each person, which I don't, I just wonder how many people each one of you know that you can say, I 100% believe that I could tell this person anything and they would not tell anybody. I invite you to join me in the Joyce Meyer app or at joycemeyer.org today for more on this topic and other teachings. I believe God will use these to help you in your everyday life. I'll look forward to seeing you there.